Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 7 o'clock in the morning London time on Tuesday, the 5th of November. There are yet more business sentiment opinion polls due today. These things need the oxygen of publicity to survive at all, and posting results early and often is a way of trying to attract attention. It's service sector sentiment today. We also get French industrial production and manufacturing production for September, which is expected to contract modestly. As an aside, the Purchasing Managers' Sentiment Poll has predicted an ongoing and severe contraction in French manufacturing output since January 2023. French manufacturing output is higher than it was in January 2023. The UK's British Retail Consortium same-stores sales data was somewhat weaker than expected. There is some talk of consumers being cautious ahead of the UK budget, but that suggests people care what politicians say. Most people do not care what politicians say. The rise in energy bills under the UK's weird energy pricing policy may have had an effect, as that is visible, and it obviously makes a difference to consumer spending power. It's also worth noting, in the context of negative non-food sales, that these numbers are nominal. UK durable goods prices have been consistently in deflation for 10 months, and of course falling prices will bring down nominal sales values. China's policymakers are considering refinancing local authority debt, with the issue being discussed in yesterday's standing committee get-together at the People's National Congress. This matters more as a signal of intent to offer widespread fiscal support to the troubled domestic economy in China. Of itself, the measures do not directly help China's consumers, but the commitment to large-scale action is likely to be taken by investors as a positive signal for the eventual aid targeted more directly at consumers. The first results are in from the US elections. The town of Dixville Notch, New Hampshire, cast 3 votes for US Vice President Harris and 3 votes for former US President Trump. In the primaries, the voters were 4 registered Republicans and 2 registered independents. In the gubernatorial race in New Hampshire, the Republican candidate won 5 votes and the Democrat candidate won a single vote. All of this, of course, means very little, but almost all commentary on the US election today will mean very little. That's all for today. Have a good day.
UBS Chief Investment Office's investment views are prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management business of UBS AG or its affiliate, UBS. This material has no regard to the specific investment objectives, financial situation, or particular needs of any specific recipient and is published for informational purposes only. As a firm providing wealth management services to clients globally, UBS AG and its subsidiaries offer both investment advisory services and brokerage services. Investment advisory services and brokerage services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. For information, please visit our website at ubs.com/workingwithus. For a full legal disclaimer applicable to the independent investment views produced by UBS, please visit our website at ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer.